special elections coming up on May 16th, and one of the big races that's happening is the Siuslaw School Board. Running for position three is Tamara Cole of BJ's Ice Cream, formerly First Community Credit Union back in the day when I'm still a customer there, but you were the manager of the bank there. What's happening with you these days before we get into the whole election thing?
So I am the office manager for BJ's Ice Cream and vice president of BJ's Ice Cream. We have two grandchildren and one on the way, which will be born the end of May. So just doing stuff with the business and family and staying busy for sure.
Now, have your teenage kids graduated out already?
Yes. So all four of our daughters went through Siuslaw High School, or the Siuslaw School District. Haley, which is our youngest, she graduated a year early last year, and she's currently still in town.
So now school board election comes up. You decide to run. What are some of the reasons why you decided to put your hat in the ring?
So some of the reasons, one mainly being when Haley decided she wanted to graduate early just to get out of the school district, just because of all the political issues that were going on. I had said, even though Haley is out of the school district, I still wanted to be there to kind of be the voice and fight for the parents and the students. Even though she was gone, I said I'm going to still attend the school board meetings or watch them online. I just wanted to still be involved.
That's sort of a common theme for some of the other folks that have decided to run this time is being a voice for the parents. Mm-hmm. School board meetings are kind of strict and formulated and all that stuff. How do you hope to bring in the families more? Do you want to do that outside of the meetings and then bring that information in like a constituent would say in a Congress? Or do you want to see the families have more of a voice at the meetings themselves?
I would like to have both. I would love to have more families attend the school board meetings. A lot of times it's just the administration that attends. But I'd love to have more people come in. I'd like to go to the schools. And if any of the students have any suggestions or concerns, I'd like to be there and they can give me some input of what they have. But I'd love to have more people attend. And if they can't, then I'd love to be their voice.
I know when I was growing up, there wasn't, I don't think there was a whole lot of involvement of parents, you know, in the schools. They kind of just said, okay, schools, it's your turn to raise them. And in a small community like this, it feels like a little bit different than, say, that situation.
Yeah, there are still a lot of parents involved, but there's a big majority that are not. I think getting kids more involved in sports or after school programs, I think that's a big help for the community and the kids.
How can you facilitate that as a school board member, or how do you hope to facilitate that, getting them more involved?
I would like to probably put some type of a program together where we can get the word out more, meet parents, get them involved.
Introduce kids to the sport, maybe before it becomes a part of the team, maybe get them used to or get knowledgeable about what's happening.
Yes, and that would be good, like with PE in schools, they can, with a different sport each week or every couple weeks, and they can figure out if they like that sport or if they don't, and then move on to something different.
See, we did that in high school. We had, we had a period where a section would be about soccer, then about football, but of course it was flag football because we weren't outfitted for everything like that, basketball and stuff like that. So we got to learn a little bit about each of the sports without it necessarily having to commit to being a team member.
Exactly. Yep.
That
I did the
like
same
cool,
thing.
Yeah. So what about some of the other things that are pressing the school issues right now? One is the condition of the school. Hear a lot about that from both sides. There's different opinions on how to fix that. What do you see are some of the solutions down the road?
I would say maybe look into what's most important for the funds that we have, that the school district has. What's most important that needs taken care of right away, if it's Not necessarily a baseball field or a track. Maybe if the more concern is on the facilities, like if they're leaking, that should be a priority.
Do you feel that there's a need at some point to try again for a levy to build a new school? Or do you think, I mean, retrofitting is something people talk about, but I don't know how practical that is. How do you feel about that?
You know, I'm not quite sure about that. It all depends on, I mean, we'd have to look at everything, take everything into consideration on that.
Okay. 4 years is a big commitment from that. Are you ready for that?
It is a big commitment, but I am ready. I think we need a change. And I'm ready to be one of the persons to make a change.
What do you see are, say, the top three priorities over the next 4 years for the school board? What are the big issues you see that need to be dealt with?
I would say one of the biggest concerns to me is I don't believe parents feel like they can come and voice their concerns. I want to make that more friendly option where they feel like they can come in if they have a concern, or if they want to just contact a couple of the school board members or even all of them and maybe have a sit down. Because in those meetings, you only have 3 minutes to speak and you're not getting answers right away. But I want them to feel more comfortable coming to us if they have concerns. And if they do have concerns, I think they should be dealt with in a timely manner.
Now, as we know, in every walk of life, not every concern can be addressed fully to the satisfaction
yes.
of a parent or a school board.
Mm-hmm.
How do you hope to deal with that when you want to try to help the parent, but it may be out of the realms of possibility?
I would explain to them that we are trying our best in everything we do. And if for some reason we can't make them happy, just try and explain. Let them know why. And, you know, apologize. I know that's not going to be what they're wanting to hear. But as long as they have all the information, I think they'll be, you know, more comfortable with the outcome.
Well, and it helps if they get to speak their mind.
Exactly.
And, you know, get to say what they want to say. At least they get that out.
Yeah.
And that's that. All right. So give me your best elevator speech. You're riding up the elevator. You got a minute to tell somebody why to vote for you. Why should they?
Oh, goodness. I would love to encourage, not discourage, public input. Parents shouldn't be afraid to ask questions. Be the voice for families with kids in the district. The kids, I've noticed a decline in test scores, and we would love to bring those up and get kids involved. And get back to the basics of reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Yes, we all need that too. Tamara Cole, thank you. She's running for position 3. Get out and vote before May 16th.
Thank you, George.